Western Europe has been Al-Qaeda's logistics base and recruiting center. By 2001, it was also a target of operations. The 1998 fatwa, Jihad Against Jews and Crusaders, was announced in London. The Millennium and September 11th conspiracies were staged in part from the United Kingdom and Germany. Al-Qaeda conspired to attack the Strasbourg Cathedral and the American embassies in Rome and Paris, carry out a massacre in Bosnia, kill the American president in Genoa, and attack British Navy vessels in Gibraltar. Al-Qaeda has had a presence in at least a dozen European cities and has recruited many of its operatives on the continent. Inattentive law enforcement agencies and a reluctance to intrude on houses of worship have made Europe a congenial place for Al-Qaeda operations. Asylum policies can be changed, houses of worship can be surveilled, and police and intelligence agencies can be reoriented. Reshaping the attitudes of that small but significant segment of Europe's Muslim population that regards the United States and their own governments as mortal enemies of Islam is a much greater challenge. Within this subculture, Al-Qaeda found not only recruits, but also safe haven, and the best possible camouflage for the network's activities. Western Europe's Muslim population traces its beginnings to the rush to rebuild the devastated continent after World War II. Countries with surviving colonial possessions in South Asia, the Middle East, and North Africa opened their doors to the manual laborers needed to do the hard work in construction and manufacturing. In Britain, Pakistani Muslims went to the old industrial cities in the north and worked in the textile mills. In France, where a substantial Muslim population had lived for 100 years, the second wave from Algeria, Morocco, and Tunisia was settled in the heart of the country, where they were used as agricultural workers as well as industrial labor. Having no imperial possessions to draw on, Germany turned to Turkey, where unemployment was high and hard currency in short supply. The Turkish guest workers settled in big cities, Hamburg, Berlin, Frankfurt. Italy, which had suffered severe damage along with the rest of Europe, also relied in part on North African labor to provide the muscle power for putting the country back together. For years, host countries imagined that once these foreign workers earned enough money, they would return home. This did not happen. Political instability and poverty in their homelands gave the laborers a powerful reason to stay where they were and settle in. Living conditions were certainly better than those at home, but were far from ideal. Foreign competition and an obsolete infrastructure led to the closing of British mills, leaving many newly arrived Muslim workers trapped by unemployment and poverty in grimy, decaying cities. In France, immigrants were housed in vast, high-rise complexes in isolated, distant suburbs, the banlieues. Turks and Kurds in Germany settled in self-contained, tightly knit communities in low-rent neighborhoods. With few exceptions, European society made little effort to integrate these newcomers. Muslims, as well as black Africans, Asians, and Caribbean immigrants, typically got less in the way of social services, schooling, housing, and jobs than native Europeans. A dynamic evolved in which immigrant communities fell behind socioeconomically, became less able to compete with whites, and then fell even further behind. The process of alienation, however, affected newcomers and natives both. Some immigrant communities, anxious to preserve their cultural legacies, especially the integrity of their religious practices, shunned the surrounding society. It is still common in Britain for second and third generation South Asian men to send home for wives. A toxic mix of white prejudice and self-imposed separation has deprived Europe's Muslim communities of a political voice in their countries. There are about 5 million Muslims in France, a bit under 10% of the population. But there is not one Muslim representing a region of France in the 577-member parliament. In Germany, there are 3.2 million Muslims, but just one Turk in the 669-seat legislature. The situation is much the same in Britain, where 2 million Muslims have about half a dozen of the 659 seats in Parliament. No Muslim sits in the Italian Parliament at all.